Coming up on 7:59, still emergency triple team traffic out there. Heather, we clearing up at all?
No, not at all. In fact, we just added another crash on the 201 freeway eastbound. This one right near Bangor Highway. Cars are on both sides of the freeway. UHP just barely arrived on scene. They're probably going to have to close down lanes there to get everybody on the same side of the road. But that just is one of half a dozen crashes on the 201 freeway between 56th West and I-15 interchange. And then you've got a big crash on the rollover, actually, on the west side belt southbound near 47 south, blocking a couple right lanes. Eric?
On the other hand, it's looking pretty good in Utah County. I-15 rolling along northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain at pretty normal speeds, although you should still be careful due to some lingering wet spots. And from there up to the south interchange, I-15, no slowdowns right now between Draper and Sandy. Len Thomas?
A crash on North Salt Lake on Redwood Road. It's on the ramps to go west or southbound on I-215 at the north interchange, also causing some slowing on Legacy as you come in there. And we've got a crash slowing things down US 89 at State in Farmington heading southbound on to I-15. The Salt Lake Home Expo, January 6th through the 8th at Southtown Center, at Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A very cold morning for you. We've got 13 downtown right now, aiming for a high of 26 degrees with mostly sunny skies.
Listen to breaking news wherever you go on the mobile app for KSL. Download from your phone's app store under KSL Radio. KSL FM.
And at State in Farmington heading southbound onto I-15. The Salt Lake Home Expo, January 6th through the 8th at Southtown Center, at Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.